when I saw my. When I saw my brother kiss my cousin.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stash.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward Thinkers. White people claps in the building. I want to kind of do something different this time. Mm-hmm. Because I think we gotta like really act as like we really need subscribers. We need like likes. We
need you want comments. Us to big.
I think that's what we're gonna have to do for the people. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna just start it off. Just help me out, man.
Okay, I got you.
You know, it's been a long time. You know, we're a struggling podcast, and we need all the support that we can. I haven't eaten in days.
Yeah.
My ribs are actually showing. I'm actually.
Yeah. He's hungry.
I'm hungry. I need food.
For just 10 subscribers a day, we could change this young man's life. We could actually monetize this channel and actually bring it somewhere and turn this poor soul into somebody worth recognizing. Mm. Look at this face.
What would you do if your son was at home crying on the floor?
On the very floor.
Because he's hungry.
Are you throwing pussy for subscribers?
Oh, shit.
Are you going to do that?
Are you going to do that for us?
Okay.
Nah. But make sure you do all that, what we need to do. We got the Zordon of the pod on White People Claps for Reese for coming back week to week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might get a plea in a month.
Consistency, okay?
Consistency. You know, you was going.
One of our.
You thought I was going. I'm back now.
Employees.
Yeah.
You know, let's get a little bit into our lives. How you been, man?
I've been decent. Been walking and shit. Been doing the biking and shit.
Getting your steps in there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Still unbigging my back. I'm on that journey right now. It's been nice. I see the benefits.
Okay.
There's been benefits.
Let me see.
For sure.
What kind of benefits?
It's a lot of benefits.
Like, what changed? What changed? What's been going on?
I feel like I can breathe a little easier now certain ways.
I ain't gonna lie. As you know, not saying you're a big person, but you've never had, like, the big people breathing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't got that big people breathing problem. Yeah. But I just mean, you know how, I don't know, my lung capacity is there. Stamina is
and
there.
You think it's the weight?
Come on, yeah.
No, not the weight. I ain't seen weight yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's certain things that I've just been peeping. I'm like, okay, this is actually good. Just just a little shit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's
Thank
nice.
You.
So I had a good day. It wasn't one of them days. Now I understand like getting off work and just listening to shit that's just gonna uplift you.
Mm-hmm. What you be listening to?
I listened to Mary J. Blige Just Fine. And
wasn't that when she was going through her shit though?
I ain't gonna lie. It's a good song.
I like what I see you when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror. I swear to God, that was like top five. It boosted my mood. I could have put a honey blonde wig on. That little asymmetrical.
that was fresh off a divorce, Mary.
Right.
It's something uplifting about them songs. They be sad as fuck, but I don't know. Like, our moms used to listen to that shit and be vibing to it, and you just think this the best song ever. The whole time you find out, like, somebody just got divorced. They going through it. They been abused. But the shit be empowering.
Yeah. And then some lady walked up on me today, and she was like, I was on the phone with Sharice. And she was like, number one, I'm missing bits of it, but like number one, I literally got out the car talking about clit stimulation. That's the last line I said before.
Why
I got
was
out
you
the
and
car.
Sharice having a conversation about
because
stimulating
we were talking because we were talking about some like being overstimulated because of the Drake and the Kendrick beef and shit like that. So I said, yeah, my clit is overstimulated or some shit like that. So I was making a
it's
joke.
Fucking insane.
I was making a joke. And then as soon as this, like, the white lady just spawned there. And she was like, hey. And I was like, hey, how's it going? And she was like, my name's Miranda. Mm-mm. And I said, okay, nice to meet you. She said, yeah, would you like to come to our church? Nothing like, nothing. And I said, no, thank you. She said, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm positive, you know. And
are you running away from God?
That's what I felt like. But it was just like, I don't need him right now. Whoa!
You go from big and abused to I don't need Jesus.
We ain't gonna do that. Not my Lord. I need my Lord every single day.
Make sure I scoot the
yeah, I'm
put
joking.
That cut water down.
I'm joking.
I'm just joking, man.
But she was just like. And then it was like another, it was like a whole bunch of, I don't know if they were Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put the label on them, but it was very cultish. I'm not going to lie. I don't know, because she was like, do you think any of your neighbors will be interested in going?
Did she even describe her church?
No, I
didn't
care.
How they get you. That's literally how they just.
That's why I was like, I don't want to be somewhere butt naked looking like a demon. Not a demon, but a DMX. little poster where he had all that blood on him and shit. That's what I thought. I thought I was getting cult recruited type shit.
I thought you was
No, but they do be coming up to people like at Walmart and like different stores just asking them like certain stuff like that.
You think you building a community next thing? You building a bomb.
I feel like if just give me a pamphlet and let me go about my day.
Yeah. And it was like I just didn't, I don't know. It wasn't the right time.
Yeah,
like
you wasn't to join the cult.
Yeah. Not like, you know, if I'm going to do it, I want to just really spearhead being in the cult. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, you know, I want the reasons
what
to do
it. What
kind
of cult would you
You would be in a cult?
Technically. If you want to be realistic. would I join a cult? I've seen many like Vice videos and shit like that. Nothing has interested me on joining a cult, like the nudist cult and like
weird.
Their beliefs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not too much of a big follower, if that makes sense. Like enough to be like, oh yeah, this sounds like it's like when somebody was pitching Forex and it's like this sounds dumb as shit. No cult sounds like, oh, this is the one.
I wonder where Forex niggas is at now.
Homeless. Crying on the bedroom floor and hungry.
Bums.
And the only way to feed him is a
sleep with a man for a little bit of money.
And his
daddy
ain't
gone.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I think I feel like I'd be a little gullible to join a cult. Because I probably wouldn't peep that it's a cult yet.
Mm-mm. I don't think you would. I mean, you don't give me gullible.
Like
I think I'm more gullible than
you. It depends on what they're
doing. I really
doing.
Feel like Nas is way more gullible.
You just can't come out with the fucked up shit first. Nah, like, if I don't see that, you go be able to pull it over my head.
Nah, as soon as you see a white person, you can be like,
oh, yeah. It would have to definitely be a black cult. It'd have to be on some.
But it's just like, where do you find, it's probably a black cult, but like
it.
Multiple. And I don't want people to be like, hey. I've seen your podcast. I know that you want to go into it.
Oh, yeah. You start getting emails and links and shit.
Exactly.
Hey.
What's good?
I didn't see the cult with the nigga with the dread. He had everybody fucking each other and shit.
Oh.
No.
Oh, so apparently there's a cult.
Now we talking.
Something boy.
I did hear about that.
I did hear about something like that. And they were just fucking each other?
Fucking each other, all types of shit, making people made up. Then he took all the women, put them in one house, was fucking them, had HIV, was
giving
it to everybody.
Oh.
Damn. Imagine finding out your cult leader got HIV and y'all all been swapping.
And now y'all all got HIV. So what a sad
I mean,
story.
Y'all, that's the.
What we a locked sad in. Case. Hey, we locked in. Ain't no switching up.
Hey.
This shit deeper than blood.
I got it. You got it.
Welcome
we
to
got
Death Row.
Magic touch.
Welcome to Death Row.
Oh, what
that's
the fuck?
Funny as fuck. That's crazy as fuck. So he just but that's the thing. Remember like the Jim Jones shit though?
Oh,
like
yeah.
He made everybody juice. But he was like targeted. Was he targeting black people or is just
think
like
so.
No,
think
it was
that
like,
looked like
it
a
was
white
everybody.
Yeah.
It was in
like, oh, okay. I didn't know. I remember
that
seeing
was a lot
over.
Of fucking people though. That was a sad little situation.
Yeah, Jim Jones had a real following. Mm-hmm.
Like, what type of person do you got to be a cult leader though? Like some type
you
of,
know, we know niggas who could be cult leaders.
You gotta be creative.
It's niggas with the mouthpiece.
Yeah, you gotta be
niggas
charismatic.
With a mouthpiece.
You gotta have like a
but
good
like,
person.
So are they pimps? Are they religious pimps?
Yeah.
But they're like
down there.
Cool. Like
it just
know.
Are they cool?
Because you
I feel like they make it sound good, yeah. Like they got a good mouthpiece. And now you're already deep in.
Because they start you off with little shit like, oh, I'm doing these favors for you. I'm helping you and your family out. Oh, I just helped you and your wife out. You should let me fuck now.
You too good at this.
I mean, hey. I was listening to a lot of cult podcasts during the pandemic. I went down that rabbit hole.
I feel like they ease you into it. Like, you don't know it, but, like, by the time you're in it, you, like, in it for real. Like,
that's crazy as fuck.
I've never been that, like, drawn to somebody that I'm,
yeah, like, I'm, I like, is follow it, you everywhere. Have to have some type of, like, internal home issues, or you're just, like,
I feel like you need to just test it.
You gotta be insecure.
Y'all need to be tested.
I'm not testing. I ain't gonna lie.
Technically, I mean, not like in hindsight or anything of that nature, but technically, we would basically be building a cult. Like, we're technically building people that think what we are.
The cult of awkward thinking. Yeah, that's a nice ass cult. The awkward that's thinkers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a good, it's a smooth cult, but I mean. I don't. No. We ain't making them do anything crazy.
Not yet.
Yeah, that is.
Don't give me too much power. Lie.
Don't let us really get a live show. Because I'm waiting for a good live show for us to wild the fuck out. I'm like, well, you got power. See, I'm the wrong nigga.
I think that's how shit start off.
Because you be probably the nigga to start a cult.
You probably start off with good intentions. Then you like, damn, I can make these motherfuckers do whatever I want.
No, okay. I feel like that's what happens. Like they start noticing. Like, damn, these people really fucking with me for real.
No, facts.
But I don't feel like y'all will be able to, because Nas is the version that he probably would try to convince, but Vince is gonna be that voice of reason, like.
Unless it's some let's take over shit.
It's gonna get too real.
Don't let me get too radicalized, because then we gonna be in this bitch.
Vince is gonna be like, and they do not like black people. If you see a white person like in the audience, too. Fight them.
No, you tweaking. I ain't trying to incite violence and shit.
I don't like that.
You funny as fuck.
But I was seeing in my day to day, and I was just like. Just looking at myself, admiring myself in the mirror a little bit. And I was saying, like, do I have sex appeal? Like, because I'm like, I don't think, like, you know how most people are like, oh, it's something about this person that makes them. And I was like, I don't think I got that. Like,
you don't think you don't be showing your ass off?
I mean, besides on the internet, like, sync pictures and all that shit, that, you know, that's going to get the people going. But in hindsight, I'm like, you know how people, like, I've been around, like, you know, women, and they be like, oh, this nigga, just the way this nigga walk. I was like,
it's an aura.
I don't know what the aura, I'm trying to, it's can you purchase aura. It? Is huh? it? Is it something you can purchase?
Fuck no, it's on you, it's in you, not on you.
I do think it's some shit.
No Diddy, no Diddy.
It's Drake you, purchased it.
Who? He did. Drake the did. AAL.
You can, if you got money, you can purchase it.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn near. Money can make you have sex appeal.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Because it's clothes. Is it clothes essentially?
What'd you say?
I said, is it clothes essentially?
It's the whole look. It's the whole put together.
It's the whole. It's like your energy. That's what sex appeal is. Like your energy.
So we have a guest here today. We're gonna bring him in. We're on this special topic that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, realizing that. Niggas will hit anything. Now this is not him saying that he would hit anything, but he's, you know, we can chime in on and have a discussion on this. But before we bring him out, what was your realization when you realized niggas would fuck anything?
When I saw my when I saw my brother kiss my cousin.
Wait, were you what?
When I saw my brother kiss my cousin.
Hey, yo.
They not like, they not related.
What do you mean?
They not related technically. Like, you know, this is my cousin, not his cousin technically. But it's like, nigga, we grew up together. What the fuck is wrong?
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
If I grow up calling you cousin, like, no. What the fuck?
I was like 6 years old. I knew it was bad. I knew shit was bad.
Yeah, we in the trenches.
Down bad.
I said, this is what we doing, bro.
That's what we own.
Yeah, but yeah, that's when I first realized it.
Mine is not, is I guess it's not that in realistic. I was going to say my first time realizing niggas was fucking anything is when they kept saying that Kermit and Miss Piggy shit. And I'm like, how the fuck is they going, like, how how is he attracted to this motherfucker? Like, that's what I was saying to that. But
Don Juan, when was the time where you realized niggas would fuck anything? Take us through that.
You know, so I got a lot of homies.
Yeah. You know, a lot of slut homies.
We call it getting greasy. You know, sometimes you
getting
know,
what?
Getting greasy.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, when you niggas be down bad. You know what I'm saying? It could be a drunk night after a party. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, you off certain drugs. You high, horny. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got homies who get greasy.
Yeah.
Like fish grease.
Okay.
You know?
Oh. Yeah, oh, whoa. Grease. So it got a smell to it.
No, not the look, we got the calibers of grease. You know, you got chicken grease. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fish grease is like bottom of the barrel.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, right. Okay, okay. Fish grease. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen. No,
right.
I was about
fucking,
to say
you reuse fish grease.
I didn't reuse some fish grease.
But you ain't cooking no chicken and no fish
you
grease.
Dirty dick. You might put fries in that bitch.
Just a little surf and turf.
Hey, I done seen that happen before. I'm like, bro, nah, bro. You
hell
ain't
nah.
right. But yeah, I mean, like, I done seen a couple of my homies hit plus size women, like plus size women. Uh-huh.
What's wrong with the big women, man? You got a vendetta
I'm just
with
saying,
me.
Plus. Like, he, you know, you got the homies who flex, like, man, oh, I never hit a big girl, this, and that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it'd be like, on some 600 pound life type, or?
Yeah, on some 600 pound life type.
Like, damn.
You know, then they get the line about it. This how you know they're guilty. They get the line.
Okay.
I only got the head. What? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. I don't. I done seen it all, though. But it's, I don't know, man. You just look at certain girls, like, you know, the hoes, you know the college hoes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A college hoe could be somebody's wife.
A college hoe is somebody's wife.
And that's when I knew niggas would hit anything. Like, mm-hmm. why is you wifing her? Why is you on a consistent basis, you know? Yeah, bro.
You talking
you
about
can't
niggas
count
that's
college,
aware?
Though.
Uh-huh. Like, no, because... It's some shit, like, nigga, I know I'm aware of a couple hoes that would never get, you can never. And so, but if you don't know, that's what I'm asking. Is niggas aware that they hoes? Or is niggas just like, oh, I don't even know who you is, but you seem cool for who I met you as right now?
I feel like niggas be knowing, bro. Because yeah, anytime you talk like to a girl, you're going to get the hoe facts. You know what I'm saying? You're going to ask around.
He said the hoe facts.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, who fuck with her? Who? You know what I'm saying?
And but why is that, though?
It's like, you'll hit anything.
Why do you need the whole facts, though?
Bro, you got to get the whole facts. Bro, I need to know what I'm getting myself into.
But doesn't that deteriorate the girl at the same time? Like, I mean, I understand, like, you need to know who, quote, unquote, you're dealing with. But if she's a cool chick remotely, why do you need the facts? Wouldn't that ruin your view of her versus your first impression?
No. I need to know. I need to know if she, you know, mm-hmm. burning, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, essentially, yeah.
My health, I got to put my health first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know certain shorties, if they fuck with certain niggas you know got certain shit. So mm-hmm. you be like, oh, you fucking with him? I'm cool. I can't go behind that. Or, you know, you just see certain things that just be going on. I think it's also different if you actually own campus and shit because y'all still in that melting pot of shit.
Yeah.
But after school is different. But if I knew you was a hoe in school, chances are I don't want you. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's so crazy how that follows, though.
And it depends on your level of wholeness. Like,
for
you
sure.
can be free. Like, have your fun. Nobody's saying you can't be. But if you was known for, like, you being at the bottom of the stairs and you was just turning tricks, don't nobody want that.
It's certain hoes that can change their life around.
I agree. You know, you have... Everybody has a hoe phase, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the honest hoes. Like, all right, yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Like, they stand on the fact that they're a hoe. Then you got the hoes that's in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Those the ones that's like, all right, I got to stay away from her because she don't even know she a hoe. She think what she's doing is okay.
She's delusional.
Like, yeah, she's delusional.
She don't even know she a hoe.
So I don't need that in my circle of women
mm-hmm.
because that's bad for my health.
What about you as a man? Do you feel like, you know, what about you? Like, do you hold that same standard to yourself?
You a hoe, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I mean, I've had times in my life where I've engaged in
hoish?
Extracurricular.
Promiscuous activity.
Mm-hmm. Are you in denial like the woman?
No, I'm not in denial. I mean, now I'm cool now. I ain't the same guy I was a couple years ago. You know, a couple years ago, yeah, it was on. Like,
yeah, we made you turn around, God.
I'm older now. Yeah. So I feel like I have to have a connection with the woman.
Yeah, no.
In order to like engage in like sexual intercourse and things like that.
See, this is what I love about this podcast. See, we get to former hoes and people that didn't necessarily know the value of themselves and the worth of themselves, and they come on this platform with all our 60 viewers and our few likes and subscribers. And they come and tell their testimony of, hey, I was sticking my dick in everything.
A reformed hoe.
I was a reformed hoe, and now I'm doing good. I'm on a wave of being selective. You have selective dick. That's kind of wild to say to another man, but
it is.
But you know, we get no Diddy, but we get the job done here at this own Awkward Thinking.
This was a breakthrough, and you've come a long way. We're proud of you, man. This is a safe space to be who you are, and you know.
So do I get like a certificate or something?
No,
we'll print you one.
We'll actually email you one. Yeah. It might look like a spam, so check your spam.
Yep.
And we'll, you know, make sure you get the right packages. We'll send you a gift package to say, you did your 12 weeks of non being a hoe, and
you are considered a reformed
hoe. You're doing good.
You are
dope status.
Oh, wow.
You are now an elite employee. Yes.
A reformed hoe. That is crazy. Yes.
And you can show it to your new partner. So you can, when they be like, are you a hoe? I used to be.
I used to be a hoe.
But I'm clean now. I changed my life around.
Oh yeah, you gotta pull up the. All right, so you say with the certificate, I gotta show the my chart too. Like,
yeah. So I've been trying to just do this new thing for our guests. So this is a time where you give us useless information, and what this useless information is something that you've been interested in, something weird that you saw on the internet, something that you know that most people wouldn't know about you that you're into. So what is some useless information that we can give to our viewers and our listeners today?
You know, like, I'd be like, I'll be watching like Twitter porn and shit.
Nigga, that is not.
How you give him a platform and then snatch him under his feet?
I'm sorry.
It's a safe space.
I'm sorry. I was ignorant. I was wrong.
Y'all so deep in this Twitter porn hole.
I watch Twitter porn.
So okay, I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Go back.
Yeah. So like, I've been into like this whole like bondage thing. You know what that is, right?
Yeah. Where you tie somebody up and
Bro. Like I've just been like really like you know fucking with that aspect.
Okay.
Know? Like 50 Shades of Grey type shit.
Okay. All right.
You know.
And what got that kicked into gear? Like, what was that first moment where you like, I can get into this?
Did you just swipe past and got caught on one and you was like, oh, I'm fucking with this? Or was it like you got a whooping when you were young?
Or you see
it? No, it was more so. It was one of them things like, I got to step outside the box. Ain't no normal nigga out here tying hoes up.
So is it like vice versa? Like, would you let a girl do that to you?
Hell no. Not tying me up.
So did you see like a movie like The Heist and everybody get the fuck down? And then like people get tied up and shit like that. That was the one initial. Like, when did it start?
All right, so look, you know, I went to the Adam and Eve website and shit.
Okay.
What is that?
It's a web porn, it's like not porn
sex
website.
Toys,
you know it's a store. You know it's in Picua.
It's a sex store.
So I went in there. They had this glow in the dark rope. I'm like, damn. You know, I'll be seeing this shit on Twitter. I'm finna buy this rope. It was on sale to like $10. Cool shit. I'm like, shit. I ain't never used it though, but but yeah, that's just been like, you know, that's just some little useless information. Like, just some weird shit that I've been into. But, like, I don't think it's weird though, but there's just some shit like I've been.
Essentially. Nah, but you know they got synthetic nut. You know that, right?
What the fuck?
Do you not know that they have that?
What?
Bro, I did see that on Twitter too, bro.
What? Where the fuck you see
how
that?
How the fuck
at?
Do you even use that?
So,
is that for like stuff?
Why would you need that?
So, essentially, it's for content. So, it's a bottle of like fake nut, and like, you know, like when Twitter porn, they see like a shorty creaming or some shit or whatever the case is, they'll put it on there. That's what it makes it look like that.
You couldn't say fake cream,
but it's synthetic nut. So it's like it's AI nut. That's AI basically nut. What it is. It's AI nut.
That's disgusting as fuck.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, I seen that shit. That's that dirty shit nasty, bro. It don't even look real. Like, it just be all nasty.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
I like a mess, though. I'm like, you know,
she ain't coming like that.
So hey, you don't know that. You don't know that fucking woman.
You know, she might be laying like that.
So you know, Sharice asked this question in the last episode. So I want to ask you, since you know, put up Twitter porn and stuff like that, what do you look for in a good porn video?
So look, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
A good porn video has to come unexpectedly. Like, you don't go looking for porn. You get what I'm saying? Twitter, it just shows up.
I kind of go looking.
When you go looking for porn, it's like
I'm Dora the Explorer when it
like no. Bro, that's a bad feeling, bro. That's going to look for porn, shit. It's like, bro, nah.
Nigga, that'd be my happy hour. I'd be right. Like, okay.
So what you look for? They be having some weird-ass titles, too.
I don't look for titles. I'm a Twitter porn nigga. I prefer, like, watching Twitter porn versus going and watching the other shit. Because I like a natural kind of porn setting. Mm. I don't like when niggas come in and you, like it's scripted and shit.
When they be like, Professor Fucks. 18-year-old nurse.
Yeah, I used to do like young hot ebony teen. Well, this is when I was in my teens though. Young hot ebony teen in my teens. That's what I used to.
I think my favorite is like homemade porn. Like again, it gotta
like a little amateur.
Yeah, you gotta be recording it off your phone
because you gotta graduate. Like if you're at this age still looking up like hot teen. You seek help.
It's freaky.
That is freaky. Illegal.
Sometimes you gotta graduate.
That is illegal.
Go to the stepmom and whatever. Do something.
Yeah, and then you know, like OnlyFans. OnlyFans be kind of cool. Yeah. Like it'd be weird watching OnlyFans of the people you know.
You pay?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not paying no more.
Free trial.
Oh, I ain't know the free trial thing actually worked.
Damn, y'all deep in that motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not paying $30. It was one somebody we know. And they had
not
OnlyFans.
Somebody we know.
And it was $30. I said, "Sure, I'm never paying you $30 for this shit."
It was somebody who was like we know who was doing OnlyFans. Her shit was lit though. It was worth paying the money for it. I ain't pay for it. My frat brother paid for it. But
damn,
you gonna put him out there like that?
He don't give a fuck. He tell you.
Said Iota's buying OnlyFans.
I know exactly who you talking about.
But the shit was lit. She was doing her fucking thing, and it was like,
"You say I didn't know you was like that."
Yeah, it was lit. It was lit.
Just show her talents.
I don't want to say it'd be weird, but it just be like, I don't know. Certain people I don't want to see in that aspect. Like if I know you too personally, I don't need to see you fucking. But you know, if I seen you walk around campus a couple times, all right, let me see what you got going on.
Bring back leaking. You know what I mean? Not like leaking.
Well, leaking your own shit.
Leaking your own shit.
You know what motherfuckers get mad.
Yeah, like do some bitch you was doing. Bring back that aspect. You know what I mean? Because it's like some people are like, damn, I didn't even know she was like that.
That's the more natural what you were saying. Like the more
it was
natural.
Mysterious. Yeah.
OnlyFans, I think OnlyFans, y'all trying to put on a show. Y'all
make
this money.
Yeah.
They're trying to make this bitch a production.
It don't look as good because it is a production and you trying to put on a show. I see you trying to put in effort, but not like for y'all's sake, but for our sake. And you know how you had a moments where you recording sex and it's just like, you recording you and your girl or whatever, and you just like, y'all doing y'all thing, but y'all think it's still good no matter what. But if you trying to perform for motherfuckers, it look different. I don't know. It's like, it's less, it's less enjoyable to watch knowing that you put on a performance.
Yeah. Well, it's about that time where we leave y'all with a positive message to get through the week. Special guests, thank you for joining us in this, you know, this topic of you know, everything that we've been, you know, doing, your testimonies and, you know, living your life and stuff like that. We appreciate you for doing that. So give a positive message to our viewers, for people that's just like you, that's trying to reform being a new hoe. I'm not a new hoe, a reformed hoe. Excuse me. I'm sorry. A reformed hoe, and really, you know, give them something powerful, impactful to change their lives. So, yeah.
You know, find you a great woman, you know, that you can grow with, deal with, be with for the rest of your life. You know, start looking for your wife right now. You know, the hoes, they gonna always be here. Can always, they always gonna be where they gonna be. You know what I'm saying? And if it comes easy, you don't want it. You know, so just shit.
That was beautiful.
I could have almost, I damn near cried. Did you, Vince?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie.
It's real
just
shit.
Just knowing, like,
some real shit.
It really be hoes out here trying to get their life together, and he just really came
trying to
along
be delivered
and did
as
that
a
shit
hoe.
Yeah, on man, camera. Just,
you know, man, just start looking for your wife, man, because you don't want to be one of these guys out here who get one of the H's that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
HIV.
Hey, because once you get that, you was off the market.
You got it. So, we got the magic touch.
Oh, shit.
But yeah.
Like you said, watch out for the HIV.
Watch out for the magic touch,
yeah,
man.
Okay. You don't want the magic touch because then...
You can't touch nothing.
Shit. Cherise, the Zordon of the pod, you know, what would you like for your positive message?
My positive message is every hoe has her day, his or her day, or whatever, you know. But someday, you have to stop being a hoe.
Yes.
You got to change your life, like Don Juan said. You have to change your life.
Cause God is a what?
God is a what? And that's all my positive messages.
Spiritual, right here.
What is your positive message? Okay. Get through the week, man.
Yeah, man.
I would say, recognizing that you're a hoe can lead you to a lot of changes. And you know, one of the first things you should do with like recognizing that you have a problem and you might be a hoe is recognizing who you might have hurt along the way.
Yeah.
You might have fucked some people who didn't need to be fucked, and now they fucked up for the rest of their life.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Hoes really make the origin stories of villains. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hoes make more hoes. That's more of a disease than anything else.
It's a generational curse.
Yep.
Damn, yeah. That's
hoes are like parasites, and they multiply.
If your mama was a hoe, you might be a hoe.
Yeah.
If your mama was old, you more than likely you are. That ran in the family.
And it comes like in waves. You know what I mean? Like, either your mom doesn't see it just from being a hoe. She's seen it from her grandmother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then her grandmother might have seen it from her father. It just keeps
No. I disagree, because you have those women who come from very sheltered homes who never had any freedom. Who finally gets this freedom in college.
Right, but
they ain't have freedom because their daddy knew their mom was a hoe, or he was a hoe, or vice versa. They knew they was hoes, and it's like, I don't want you to have that freedom to be a hoe right now. Yeah. Do that shit when you outside my house.
They said, don't hide that pussy.
Divide that pussy.
Because you got to think like a hoe. Like, you got to get down to their level and think like them. And
like, damn, I know my daughter might be gone, so let me keep her in the house.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My positive message is, some people might not got an aura of sex appeal. You know what I mean? Some people, you might not just got it, but you got to make your corny work for you, you know, at the end of the day. You know, whatever you do, whatever your riz, as the kids say it nowadays, the riz, whatever that is for you, you know, make it work for you. Maybe if you... You know, some people eat bananas for sex appeal. You know what I mean? Some people might two-hand twist a cucumber. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Zordon of the Pod.
I'm Reese.
Special guest,
Don Juan.
Thank you for being awkward with us. We're going to see you next week. Thank you for this breakthrough. White people claps for that.
This is for all the hoes.
You can change too.
You can be a reformer.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.